Good evening, world, and welcome to your new favorite podcast. I am Lee, and I am here with the girls, and we are your favorite cousins. So we are about seven or eight of us that hang out and chat, and we decided we should come up with a podcast and invite you guys in on the things that we talk about. Some of it is crazy, some of it is good. You know, we hip, we up on the political stuff, we up on the relationships, we read, you know, okay? We kind of smart, I think. So this is a chance for you to hear what we talk about in our private group chats. So, like I said, I'm Cousin Lee, and I am from outside of Philadelphia. I am in my late 30s. I'm an educator and a travel agent, and I've been working with the family for about 7 years, so I mostly nanny and teach, and I've been working with children with developmental delays and autism. So our next cousin, who's going to introduce herself, Cousin Jazz.
I'm Jazz, or Jasmine. I'm from PG County, Maryland. I am 26. I guess I'm the youngest out of the gang. I work for Radio One as a sales assistant, and that's it.
Okay. Cousin Nicole.
Okay. Yeah, it's my turn. I'm Cousin Nicole. Everybody calls me Nikki, though. 33. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia originally, but I've lived around, currently live in the Fort Meade area, in the U.S. Navy, and that's all I can say about that.
Classified. It's very secretive.
Right. Secret squirrel. Come on.
Okay. Cousin Nadia.
How y'all doing? I'm Nadia. I'm 33. I'm an Aries, so you know, y'all got a good 30 days. If anybody out there want to give me a gift, y'all got a good 30 days to think of something, because y'all will get to know my personality. Because hey, Aries is the bomb.
Oh,
I live in West Philly in a house. How y'all doing? I am a general manager at your local good old wine and spirits here in Philly. Aries, y'all old heads out there, y'all might know him as a state store. So if you see me, don't say hi. If you see me in the street, no, I don't work at the liquor store.
And she don't get no discount. I've been trying for years.
If you try to come in my store, get a 5-figure discount, you will catch these 5 hands. But yeah, that's about it.
Loss prevention.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
All right. Our birthday girl.
Birthday. Hey. It's your cousin Sean in the house. It's my birthday. So What's poppin'? So it's your cousin Sean. And I live in the DMV area, and I'm in my mid to 30s. You know, I don't want to say late 30s. I'm not trying to claim that yet, but just know I'm almost there. it was my birthday weekend, and I did real good this weekend, but, you know, it's coming to an end. But I am a jack of all trades, so I'm knowing. That's what y'all need to know about me.
What that mean?
I ain't about to be disclosing where I work at and such, because, you know, classified information as well.
Okay, FBI.
All right. Yes, I mean, you know, all I'll say is that's all y'all need to know. I be knowing.
All right. And our last cousin this evening, Cousin Donnie.
Hey, everybody. It's Cousin Donnie. I am in my late 30s. I claim it because I'm staying here. I'm just going to stay in the late 30s. I'm from Philly. I will be actually starting my new job next week. So I'll be educating. I've been in education for years, but I'm actually going to be in the class. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about this. So we can get started.
Awesome. Okay, so as you guys have probably figured out, we are actually related, like really related. We're not fake cousins. We're not your mom's best friend's kids. Like, we are actually related. So I have some information that I'm going to share with the world about our family. A couple years ago, somebody compiled some history about our family, and it goes back as far as the 1860 census with Miles Smith. And Miles Smith is probably the oldest relative we can find that wasn't a slave. So he was born free in 1857 in North Carolina, and he had a whole bunch of kids. So one of his kids was John Smith. I think John was his oldest. John was probably born in 58 or 59. John Smith was my and Nadia's great-great-grandfather. So great-great-grandfather. And then their youngest was Inez. Inez Smith was the baby, and she was born in 1895. So, I mean, you can see, like, you have one kid, the oldest was born in 1858-59, and then Inez, the youngest, was born in 1895, I think. So, from there, they had seven kids. Sarah, Lovey, I don't know, it's a lot of names here. Martha,
Ella was one.
Bessie, Pocahontas, Inez, and so William, and they all married and had their kids or whatever. But Inez married a Boyd. And that's where the Boyds came in, and they started having family reunions. So, in, you know, in this podcast, we have like both sides of the family pretty much covered, the Smiths and the Boyds and the Suttons, all right here. So we are actually related, and we can show you, if you would like to see it, I could show you our family tree and prove to you that we are actually kin. Mm-hmm. And we're not faking it. We not fake cousins. We ain't grow up together, you know, down the street. That was my neighbor and we cousins because we, you know, used to play together and, you know, whatever. We are actually family. So family is really important to us. And we've been having family reunions. I think this year is 53 in July.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 53. In Portland, Maine, we've been going around the country. We've been to California, Long Beach, on the ghost ship. We've been to
missed that one. I regret missing that one.
We've been to, of course, Philadelphia. Elizabeth City, where it all started. We went back a couple years ago to celebrate 50 years of family reunion back in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We've been to Florida twice, I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
DC, Maryland, Ohio a number of times. Atlantic City. I mean, I'm not that old, so I can't tell you all the places we've been, but I mean, that's what that's what they tell me. So,
right.
We've been meeting for 52 years, and hopefully we can keep it going because it's up to us to keep it organized, you know, and we got chapter presidents represented here and secretaries and treasurers and
we are business, man. We're business.
We are, right? I mean, you know, we operate, we got chapters, we got presidents, we got secretaries. We take this very seriously.
We got dues, we got
exactly. Bank accounts, everything.
We get our t-shirts. Conversation on how people need to pay their dues.
Yeah, that is true. Yes. If you are listening and you owe dues to your chapter, we got a couple chapters represented right here. So we will be looking for y'all soon because we about to get on these buses and go to Maine in a couple of months.
Yeah,
if you don't pay your dues, you can't get on the bus, okay?
Orlando.
That's a little bit about our family. We are represented, the Smiths, the Boyds, the Suttons, the Hollies are all represented here. Our family is about, I don't know, 300, 400 people. It keep growing. They keep having these babies. I don't understand.
Pull me from that.
Some of y'all out there probably know some of us that don't even know it. Y'all probably know a couple of our cousins that don't even know
Yes. Our family is really big, and we everywhere, you know. We live all over now, and we go everywhere, so that's a little bit about us. So you get to know us and our family and who we are. If you want more information, I will gladly let you borrow my library book.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something else. My mind is so nasty.
All right, Nikki, what you say?
Oh, I thought we was going to go into a little bit more about the family tree.
Yes, come on, feel free. So you the history lady.
The history. So today I was actually on Ancestry looking at the tree, not even thinking about the podcast. And this, like, I was on Twitter and this lady was saying, I was saying that I traced our ancestry back to 1825, who was to Miles Smith's mother, Penelope Smith.
Okay.
That's as high as I could go as far as his maternal lineage.
Right.
And when I put that on Twitter, somebody responded and they sent me this this little quick thing. It says African Americans in 1850 and 1860 schedules. So he said these two censuses introduced separate slave schedules and free schedules. Members of all free households, including blacks, were listed in the free schedules. Enslaved blacks were documented numerically in the slave schedules. And then it goes on to list the states that were slaveholding states that had slave schedules, and Virginia and North Carolina, D.C., Delaware is on there. So I actually was like, okay, that's a good hit, because I know she had some census information in there.
Yeah.
So when I
he was in the Miles was in the 1860 census, I think.
She was too. But, she was in the 1860 and the 1900.
Right.
So in the 18th century, the 1900 and the 1860 census, she was listed as Schedule 1. Says everybody was free in 1900, but 1860, well, yeah, let me not say that. We can assume she was free in 1900 legally, and in 1860, she was free as well, because she was listed as a free inhabitant. So that was interesting, because I didn't even know to look there.
Right. I know that because the family that owned Penelope couldn't afford any more slaves when Miles was born free. But Penelope was still probably on the 1860 census, probably still a slave, but Miles in 1857, right before the war started, was born free. So that's interesting that Penelope... But by 1900 she would have been free, but that she was on a different schedule in the census. That's very interesting. Thank you for sharing, family historian.
Yeah,
you got the new.
Yeah,
Nikki came through.
You said what?
I said Nikki came through with the information.
Yes, I got this this giant book here with pictures. That is our family record that they had a couple years ago. I would love to get more copies for people But it's very interesting to see the handwritten census. There's copies of that in there, and some birth certificates and some death certificates and some marriage certificates, it looks like. You know, just that, and that, I think that it is amazing that we can go back that far, because some people can't.
No,
you know,
and that's what the Twitter thread was about. A lot of people were saying that they couldn't go past their grandparents.
Wow.
So, yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, so, I mean, now we can go back. We thought we could only go back to 1857, but we could go back to 1825, apparently.
Right.
So look at that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Almost 200 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I was looking through the book earlier, Miles was born on maybe February 18th, 1857. So his birthday is tomorrow.
But you know what's interesting? Grandma Inez's birthday is on the 9th, is on the 18th as well.
Wow. So her dad and she had the same birthday.
Yep.
And she was born in 95, maybe? 18, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I think that's what I have.
So it looks like maybe Caleb Turner was Miles's father, but it looks like he was in jail. So it looks like in the 1880 census. He wasn't present. So it was Penelope and Miles. And then Ella was a granddaughter. And Virginia lived with Miles and Penelope.
Okay. Because I was trying to work out who was Caleb. Because I know they got married in 1866 after Miles was born.
Right. So, but he had a last name. His name wasn't Smith. It was... But it's, yeah, it was Caleb Turner. So, very interesting. He was a farmer and he had a whole bunch of children. 7 kids.
11. I feel like I saw 11 kids.
It was pretty much one every December 84, February 86, September 88, June 89, Lovey. He was born in September 1891. Pocahontas was born in 1893. Sarah E. was born in 1894. And Nettie in 1895. And Inez, goodness gracious. That's so in the 1910 census, Inez was 15. Did she spell her name with two N's? I see it written differently in different places.
I've only ever seen it with one N.
I mean, it's the, you know, people, if they weren't able to read or write, they weren't able to correct it. So if somebody decided that she wanted to, they want to spell her name with two N's, that's how we spelled her name. So that's pretty exciting. So thank you, Nikki, for adding to our already rich family history. And if anybody knows anything about the Smith Boyd family history and you want to share, feel free to email us. Our email is yourfavecousins@gmail.com. So feel free if you have any suggestions, any comments, if you want to know more about the research that was done for our family book and how they got the census records and things like that, we will be more than happy to point you in the right direction so that you can do your own family history. So that's that. Thank you very much. And now on to our next topic. I guess we're all single, right? No, y'all don't have no secret boyfriends that I don't know about, right? I'm just
thinking about changing my last name to single. Singleton.
So I know we have all used various apps to try to get a date or try to find Mr. Right. Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Match, maybe, you know. Does anybody have any funny, crazy online dating stories?
Child, let's go ahead and because Sean be out here business. Let me tell you. So, for those that don't know me, you know, I got a little extra love on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no skinny girl, you know. And I think I was on Plenty of Fish. And, you know, just up there minding my business and whatnot. And this guy slides in my little inbox and says, "Hello, you're so pretty." Like, giving me all these compliments, right? So I'm like, okay, you're making me feel a little good, you know, stroking my ego and whatnot, making me feel a little, you know, feel pretty. And then he kept telling me over and over again, he was like, "You're so pretty, you're so pretty, you're so pretty." And I'm like, okay, thank you. But now it's getting weird now, right? Because I'm like, why do you
right, like, right. Say a real message.
Right. So then he goes, "I never really dated a big girl before."
Oh.
I said, excuse you? "Oh, nah, nah, nah. I'm not saying anything about it, but, you know, I usually don't date big girls, but you're just so pretty. Like, I couldn't let your profile go by without saying something to you." But I couldn't figure out how this dude was in my inbox talking to me like that when he big too.
Oh my God, they be having the utmost nerves. Oh my goodness. The unmitigated goal.
Mitigated goal. So I said, "Wow." I said, "First of all, sir, I'm not pretty for a big girl. I'm pretty, period. That's number one."
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Right. Don't you mind me saying nothing to me about somebody being big when you're big yourself. I said, I mean, you look like you two biscuits away from your tummy hanging over your jeans. And I said, "I don't think nobody tell you about your tummy hanging over your pants. Ain't nobody of yours. Did somebody tell you something about them flabby arms?" I said, "Give you a chance, but you are talking about I'm pretty for a big girl. You don't usually date big girls. Now I see why you sing." I said, "Because you out here dating all these girls, I don't know how to treat you because you look like you like to eat." And I'm not
kidding. Lord, no, she said he one Kit Kat away from being a diabetical. Oh my God.
I just cannot believe, but there are so many guys that, you know, that I've met over time on various dating apps where that is their narrative. Like, they're like, "Oh my God, you're so pretty. I think you're so pretty. But you don't want to talk to me because you're not used to talking to a big girl." Well, I don't like skinny niggas. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
If I can see your clavicle, I don't want to date you. Okay? I don't want to meet on with that. You can't handle me any, you know.
Like, that's funny.
Well, just think about how much, I don't know, confidence guys have, like, even when they don't be having the bodies, like, you know what I'm saying? You're not even built, you know? You over there looking like a refrigerator. But you talking about, like, come on, like,
I'm saying,
them say, even like females, they be, you know, a little bigger, but have like a shape to it. Dudes be right. Shaped like straight up.
You square SpongeBob SquarePants. You straight up SpongeBob SquarePants.
A bus talking to me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. That's funny. Anybody else have a funny story to share?
I can't. See me, I just don't. It's just I always meet weirdos. I meet the weirdest people. Like, they're cute, and I'm like, "Oh, swipe right. Okay, I want to meet you." And then we start talking and start chatting, and then everything is cool. Every once in a while, I meet a nice one, but then, you know, all of a sudden the weirdness comes out, like the weird stuff, like, oh, like what kind of socks you got on? What you mean? What kind of socks I got on? I got socks. Like, oh, you know, you wearing the ones that, you know, separate your toes and stuff. What? Wait,
foot
what?
That is OMG.
That's no, so no, weird.
No. Block. I meet too many weirdos.
Oh, I was trying to get used to Tinder. I could not get Tinder to save my life. That little swipe pattern. And I found myself doing that super swipe business where you swipe up.
Oh, right.
I did a super swipe on some people. Oh, my God.
Ooh, what happened? Like,
no way.
Tinder's so worrisome, too. Like, it's always it is popping because up. You swipe, your profile's about to be hidden. Is.
Right. I just deleted it. I was like,
yeah, I got off of there.
My goodness. Well, oh my gosh. Well, it was great sharing our thoughts with everybody. And hopefully you will subscribe and listen and tell your family and your real cousins about your new favorite cousins. And check back in a couple weeks when we have our next episode. And I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about
something. We'll figure it out between now and then.
Let me see. I got some notes back here. Yes, come back and listen. Listen,
just come
share
back.
We're going to talk about some stuff. I mean, we could talk about B. Smith and her husband and his mistress. We could talk about.
We're going to get into it. Oh, we're going to talk about old Pastor Dude with John him being Gray, the. But he can't. John Gray, how he can't fit in his wife's coat.
Yes.
And bought her a whole
car. And he cheated and all that other stuff.
We're going to get into it.
We might even talk about Jussie Smollett. And if this ain't real, like all them people was standing for him and.
And I got some conspiracy theories on that. I'm gonna put my tinfoil hat on for y'all.
can we talk about if Russell Wilson got a brother or a second cousin twice removed or something?
Listen, Russell, we're gonna talk about how Russell Wilson is just a straight unicorn. That's what we're gonna talk about.
Can I get one? Could somebody just drop a unicorn off in front of my door?
Future loved to call him corny, but he set Sierra up with her masters to all her music. That little boy, little Future, love Russ like that's his daddy. Like, Future is corny. That's corny.
Right. That's a whole different conversation.
Sure,
so we
is
just going to tell y'all to come back. Y'all to just come back here. We got to talk about what we're talking about, everything.
Yes.
And... yeah,
have a good
we're your new favorite cousin.
Yeah, we'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.